Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Recently, I was caught in traffic after we'd had some fresh fallen snow and some fresh fallen ice, and I began to see the different cars as they were sliding around trying to get up and down the hills, and some were getting along quite faithfully, some were having a hard time, some were being extremely patient while others were yelling and screaming. I heard some horns blowing, and it brought to mind something that comes to my mind quite often, and that is patience and love with one another. I was reminded of Proverbs 3 and 3 through 4, where it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your hearts. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and men." Be completely humble. Be gentle. Be patient. Loving one another. Bearing one another in love. When I think of how we should treat one another, I think of how we would want others to treat us. Like the old golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Sometimes I think we forget about that. Sometimes I think that we don't realize that others have the same feelings that we have and should be treated the same way that we should be treated. God reminds us all throughout His Word that He is love, and that if we are to know Him, we're to know love, and we're to love one another. He says there's lots of commandments, but the greatest of the commandments is love. So let's have a little patience. Love one another. Reach out to one another. Understand one another. This is Pastor Troy McCrory from Fountain of Life in Jefferson City, wishing you a day filled with love and patience for your fellow man.